Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ooh. You need a special badge to get here.
That so you do in order to get back to secure areas. Every distillery in the U.S. does have something unique, and that is our mascots. The mascots are going to be right on over here.
No way.
Yes.
Is that the bong right there?
That is the bong. I'm not allowed to talk about that. Those are very highly secretive. But if you're interested and want to try the alcohol content, mash is like oatmeal.
Does it have alcohol in it?
Yes.
Today, you are going to learn American English at a distillery. The first question you might have is, what is a distillery? Well, it's a place where they make alcohol. But it's not beer, because that would be a brewery. And it's not wine. That would be a winery. This is a distillery, and a type of whiskey called bourbon is made here. We're here at the Jephtha Creed Distillery, and Scott is going to give us a tour. And this distillery is located in the state of Kentucky, and Kentucky is really known for three things: basketball, horse racing, and bourbon. Kentucky bourbon. We're at Jephtha Creed Distillery and Farm.
That's correct.
All right, and this is Scott. Scott knows a ton about bourbon, and after today's lesson, you too will know a ton about bourbon.
So that we hope.
We hope so, yeah. I know. So you're amazing. Where do you think we should start first in the distillery?
First would be the first stages of our distillery, grain and receiving.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Let's head to the back of the distillery.
All right, so grain, we were talking earlier, when you say grain,
we're talking about our mash bill or that recipe to create bourbon whiskey. So that's going to be first and foremost, the grains are 51% dominant grain is going to be corn.
Okay, corn's very important.
That is very important. If you take that down to 50%, you are no longer making bourbon. You're actually making whiskey. So the minimum amount of corn you can ever add to your recipe or mash bill is going to be 51%.
Okay, so that's huge. There's whiskey made all over the United States.
That is correct.
But this is different kind of whiskey. This is bourbon.
Yes.
So you said 51% corn?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And we looked at some corn earlier. Maybe we can see that
later.
Yeah,
we're going to see lots of corn back there. Lots of varieties. We like to call ourselves the Corn Kings of Kentucky.
Really?
That corn we are.
Right. That's awesome. So, and I know that some of you may not drink alcohol, which is cool, but if you want to learn a little bit more about bourbon and alcohol, Scott's our guy here.
Come on in. We'll take care of y'all. Now, this is our clubhouse area.
Okay, it's beautiful.
This is where we do a lot of our mixology classes and our overflow for our distillery tour, which is going to be going on a little bit later today. So that does come with a nice spirit tasting afterwards of the collection of bourbon. You will try four. You'll be trying our four-grain recipe, our bottle and bond, higher rye recipe. Then our red, white, and blue, which is very significant. We created a mash bill that's designated to our active and our veterans across the U.S. Tomorrow we are doing a huge launch. Batch number two will finally get released. We do have the color guard in here coming tomorrow. Joyce Netheray, our mom, CEO, and founder of the property, will be in here signing bottles as well. So it's going to be an exciting day tomorrow.
That's awesome. I'm recording this on November 10th. And in the United States, November 11th is Veterans Day. Over there, it looked like
that is our veteran barrel. Yes, that is the red, white, and blue barrel that is open for active duty and veterans across the U.S. and the world to sign. We are all flag friendly in here. So any active duty across the world is always honored to come in here and sign that. I always encourage folks, even if they're passed on from family, they're more than welcome and encouraged to sign those names as well.
Oh, wow. This is huge.
This is huge. This is the outer areas of our overflow patio area. Of course, spring and summer are a lot larger with our jamming events. We have what's called Jamming at Jephtha events. They are two live music events, and then we throw a fall festival that we did in October this past 7th, which was fantastic. First ever on site. But we bring live music in here, have the bars all open. More than welcome to bring the kids in here. We've got lots of games, cool. And they don't require tokens at all. There is a large stage out back in the overflow area.
Can I go?
Of course you can. So our overflow area is always welcome out here in the spring and summer, and even those who want to brave the cold in the winter, I always encourage it. But we do have the cornhole tables that are normally set up out here, overhead lighting. Bands will set up down there, and of course, as the leaves have nicely fallen towards this fall time of the year, we can get a nice view of our aging area of the farm where you see our five barrel barns.
Oh, so way back there behind those trees?
That's where we actually age all of our product right here on site. That's the remaining of the 64 acres of our farm. 10 acres devoted out there to growing Bloody Butcher corn right on site. We've got fruit tree orchards, berry orchards, bee colonies, you name it, six different varieties of mint. Everything we do here is pretty much if we can grow it, we're going to grow it ourselves. If not, we're going to locally source as much as possible.
And does it make it into the bourbon, something like a honey or?
Yes, actually, our honeys do make it into not so much our bourbon.
Okay.
It is used for a lot of our natural flavoring when it comes to our honey in our vodka, as well as we do make a naturally sourced honey. We age it in our bourbon barrels. So those bourbon barrels will come in handy with the extra flavoring into our honey. That is probably one of our number one selling items out of the gift shop is all that locally sourced honey. We bring it back here, age it in a 53-gallon barrel for the next 3 months. Then we will filter all of that out, which is very interesting because our honey actually contains barrel char actually from the barrels and does have a slight significant taste with bourbon on the back end.
Speaking of honey, there, a bee just flew by.
That we do have lots of those on the farm here.
So you said charred. That might be a new term for somebody watching. It's like
yes, charring is something that goes on inside the barrel. So in order to age bourbon in general, you need to use a brand new charred oak container. And we'll talk more about that in the distillery. But the inside is normally after the barrel is constructed. A lot of the cooperages will go in with a propane kind of flame that scores or basically barbecues the inside of the barrel. It's normally a timing factor, 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. But we don't use that. Our barrels are done a little bit differently. They're actually filled with leftover oak pieces of wood and sort of like an open flame campfire. They're ignited and our barrels are only charred to a level 3. The advantage of that is sort of cooking like a propane grill and charcoal. Charcoal grill, of course, most folks will understand that will take a little bit more time, have a little bit more cover and color and be more savory. Propane, it always just gets your job done within a timely manner. This is a fantastic facility. Being a ground-to-glass facility, that means that we grow it all ourselves. And if we can't, we're going to locally source as much as possible, but nothing really coming outside of the state of Kentucky. Ground-to-glass is a strongly preached concept here at this facility at Jephthah Creed.
So everything on the farm is grown on the farm.
We use it here.
That's the ground.
Yes.
And then going into like a bourbon glass.
Into a bourbon glass or a vodka or moonshine or even brandy.
What's the most, what's the longest you've ever seen, thank you, sir, seen bourbon aged?
The like longest aged bourbon commercially right now, don't get me wrong, I could be wrong, but now I think there's another distillery that is now aging a collection that's now coming out 25 year out of the bottle.
Okay.
And that would be from a larger flagship 200-year-old establishment named Buffalo Trace.
Okay, we'll cut that. We won't talk about Buffalo Trace.
They're iconic to history. The reason why I always say them, Buffalo Trace is 265 plus years of continuous distilling on their property. They've never stopped distilling since they've opened in the mid 1700s.
Yeah, so if you're watching and you've ever heard of Buffalo Trace, like leave it in the comments. It is a well-known American brand, but they're pretty big. And these guys are, what would we call it? Like with beer, sometimes it's like a craft brewery?
Yes, we're a craft distillery.
Okay.
That's the correct term to use for our facility, craft distillery.
All right.
And being ground to glass. So we're growing it all ourselves. If not, we're going to locally source as much as possible.
Ooh, you need a special badge to get here.
That you do in order to get back to secure areas. Welcome to our distillery.
Oh, hey. It smells so good in here. What is it? It's like a bready kind
of
smell?
That is actually, yes. You're getting all the essence of those herbs. It smells more like the lines of bread and popcorn, pretty much the mixture that you're going to get in here. Movie theater, popcorn, and bread. It's that nice collaboration. When I talk about bread, I'm talking about fresh baked bread from a bakery, not your local supermarket. In the heartbeat of our distillery, as we just walked in, every distillery in the U.S. does have something unique, and that is our mascots. The mascots are going to be right on over here.
No way.
We do have cats at the distillery.
Okay.
Every distillery does have a fleet of cats normally running around. We like to use those as in the world called critter control.
Oh.
They help keep all of our all of the pests that would be running around this farm away from our grains.
So pests like mice?
Mice, rats, raccoons, you name it. The source of these grains is very high in protein. They are very, very, very highly sourced from wild animals as well. Being here on a farm, we do have a lot of deer and raccoon. Okay. But these four are sisters. They were found here on the property when the Netherese purchased it in 2013. It was completely undeveloped land. So they rescued these four and decided, let's treat them right, make them our mascots. And their names are Wheat, Rye, Malt, and Barley. And as you can see, they are thriving very nice from their size.
They look very happy, very content.
And they are very friendly, and we love them.
And I asked earlier for it to be called Kentucky Bourbon. It doesn't have to be 100% distilled in Kentucky, but there is...
Yes, in order to be called Kentucky Bourbon, it has to age here in the barrel for 1 year. In order to be called Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, minimum 2 years in the barrel. So there are gray areas on how other distilleries will get away with calling their product a Kentucky product, even though they're based in another state. Yes.
Is that the bung right there?
That is the bung. That is the hole where the bung will go in. Barrel's construction design is very simple. It's an art to make these. We normally go to what's known as a cooperage.
Okay.
Those are the folks that build our barrels. Ours is known as Kelvin Cooperage. Kelvin Cooperage is very unique cooperage. Two brothers that own this that cooperage came here from Scotland in 1991 to be closer to the big bourbon boom. Unfortunately, one of the brothers did pass away in 2019 due to brain cancer.
Oh, that's true.
So the one brother is running that legacy, still keeping it alive. But they do the barrels the same way they would do in Scotland. 32 staves, 6 rings, 2 heads, and a hole where the bung goes in.
I do have a question about the charring process. Now, I would think you do that for flavor. Probably.
Yes.
Do you do it for sanitation at all?
Sanitation, not so much.
No.
What you're actually doing and part of charring helps do with the barrel is the barrel wood is, if you notice, it's been seasoned and treated. So you want to make that open up. So the way I look at charring is we've all been to Florida before for vacation at some point and been exposed to the sun without sunscreen.
Right, right.
Now, when you put that, when you char a barrel, your skin is going to act the same way as it's been exposed to the sun. So when you put lotion on, do you notice how the skin absorbs the lotion
right
immediately? That's exactly kind of the same process that happens with the barrel char.
Okay. It,
that liquid, that white dog that we're going to see goes into the barrel, it actually moistens up that char, lubricates it, allows it to be porous, and starts for that fluid to be absorbed into the wood cooker.
So there aren't too many ingredients for bourbon.
No.
But if anybody's heard of like pizza in New York City, like some people will say it's because of the water
it
in
is.
New York.
Heartbeat of the area, cooking our grains. Now this is our cooker, and as you can see, you're gonna have that grain spent up here because we have increased the temperature. Now, the first ingredient to ever get cooked will be corn. That is your first dominant grain. You're using 1,500 pounds of that corn. It's going to take some time to actually cook all of that. Now, the other grains that would go into our mash bill or recipe would be a rye and then a malted barley. We don't use the wheat mash bill yet. It hasn't been released yet. So we actually make what's known as a four-grain recipe, where we use 70% of bloody butcher corn, 15% of our malted rye, 10% of all malted wheat, and only 5% of the malted barley. And if you get in here, you can start to smell a little bit of that alcohol starting to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It does smell like alcohol.
Now, what I want to show you here is what happens. As you can see, there's liquid underneath there. So the grains settle and all of that, basically we've cooked our grain, which converts all of those starches into sugar. Then we put into the fermentation period where the fermenters convert those sugars now into alcohol when we add our yeast. I'm not allowed to talk about that. Those are very highly secretive at any distillery.
We don't want to get anybody in trouble.
But if you're interested and want to try the alcohol content, mash is like oatmeal. You can get a little bit of the alcohol flavor out of this.
Sure. Now, is this, does it have alcohol in it?
Yes.
Okay. 1,000 gallon fermentation tank. And behind you directly, you can all turn on those.
It's good.
Very good.
But it's not boozy.
No.
It's very clean.
It's almost like a beer alcohol content. Mm-hmm. And that's why we call it distiller's beer when we get it into our beer well.
That's pretty awesome. Wild. Thank you so much for letting me try that.
You're welcome.
That's pretty special right there.
Being it's a red, white, and blue bourbon, that's our honorary one to our active duty. The ones that you saw the barrel that was signed in the American flag. Do you want to try? Yep, these are all red, white, and blues. Yep, all red, white, and blue.
When is this going to be ready to drink in like bourbon form?
In a bourbon form, normally for this collection here, the barrels will age anywhere from 3 to 5 years after they've ran through the still, been put into the barrels, and been aging out in the warehouses.
So it's likely what we just tasted won't actually be bourbon for 6 years, possibly?
Roughly.
Maybe a stupid question. I'm full of stupid questions.
Never stupid questions.
Do you consider the yeast employees? Because they do quite a bit of the work, don't they? They are living.
By definition, you could consider, I think, yes, there might be a gray area where you might consider employees a form of yeast in a distillery, which might be quite comical in my opinion.
Should we close that?
No, she's going to come through. They're good. Not only that, because some of them like to put their face right into it, and they can burn their nostrils from that carbon dioxide and the alcohol.
Oh, wow.
So we do leave that open a little bit, so that way it won't drain out.
I have a question about what we just smelled. You said it was about 7 to 8% alcohol.
That is correct.
Any way that, like, if you put that in a bottle, like tomorrow, would that be beer? Or
it's not something you're really going to want to drink.
No.
It's going to be very grainy, kind of like liquidy, potatoey kind of consistency. Just really not. It's like the bottom half of cream corn that I would think. It's not really going to be too appetizing.
So better to smell than to taste?
Better to smell and taste, in my opinion, especially in this form where you get that mash. This is something, honestly, I would add to my oatmeal to get a nice protein kick in the morning. Of course, the alcohol content's really not going to do much to you in the morning in alcohol. But that is highly sustainable protein right there.
Can you ever recycle these barrels? Like, would you make a different spirit with this barrel?
You can. A lot of these barrels are actually sourced and sent to Scotland. If anybody knows anything about Scottish whiskey, they use a lot of the bourbon barrels here from the U.S. as well as Kentucky. That adds a little bit of flavoring profile to their to their product, as well as some extra color in theirs, which makes Scottish whiskey so unique to that profile of the country versus Irish whiskey, which is going to be a lot different.
Wow, how awesome was Scott? So much information. You can tell he has such a passion for bourbon. Jephthah Creed, thank you so much for letting me tour your facility. I think we got a little special treatment back there. But if you're looking for more English lessons, right up there, there are a whole bunch that I did right here in the state of Kentucky. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time.